This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Astros, last night they did a thing, fellas. They clinched the division. They won the AL West for the seventh time in 8 years, four times in a row.
Those Astros, they're kicking ass and taking names.
And technically seven times when it's been a full season in a row. They won that thing. And hey, listen, congratulations to everybody from the top all the way down to the bottom.
Seven f***ing times.
They did this thing. They were 7-19 at one point. They were 10 games under 500. I mean, 10 games behind the Mariners not that long ago. And they have flipped the switch, and they closed this thing out with four games to go. And the first thing I throw out to you and the people, everybody out there, Tyler, everybody, how the hell did they pull this off? How in the hell?
It's just what they do, man. It's clockwork.
How in the hell did they do this? And I will listen. And speaking of those like Tyler, because I don't think Tyler falls into this category, but there are some on here who are going to text in on the text line and on YouTube and Twitch. Listen, you should be excited and enjoying this thing and be ready to try to get to the eighth straight ALCS and win another championship. But I just don't believe any of you who fall into the never a doubt camp. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Like, there was some doubt in here, which I think makes this more special. Some of y'all out there, I know some of you going to text in and say, oh, I always knew we'd be here. No, not this year. There was a little bit of doubt, which makes this more incredible. And again, man, how the hell they pulled this thing off? How in the hell they just pulled
Cream
this off?
Cream always rises to the top.
Yeah, look, I mean, it is absolutely amazing. Never been done before. I never jumped off the bandwagon, but there was plenty of doubt.
Orange wagon.
The big orange wagon. I never jumped off the wagon, but I can't sit here and tell you that there was never a doubt. It was bad early.
Of course.
It looked like there was no path to getting back. The Astros did their part. They played great baseball down the stretch, obviously, or hell, not down the stretch. I say down the stretch since before June. The All-Star break. Yeah, let's be honest. June, yeah. It all happened unbelievably quick and fast. But I'll be honest. So, I mean, look, there was a lot of great, great baseball played. Tip to cap to, again, an organization, Jim Crane. Can't leave Jeff Luna off this list of just the incredible depth that man built in his time as a general manager here with the Houston Astros is literally still on display. Right now we're talking about Dana Brown getting some youngsters in the building now that he actually drafted and kind of, you know, moving some pieces around, but you're still reaping the rewards and benefiting from what Jeff Lunau built back in the day with the Houston Astros. And every year that passes like this, you look at it, you go, wow. I mean, just how good was this organization. And they're still great now. Don't get me wrong. I hear you, baby. Don't get me wrong. They're still great. But Jeff Lunau to me is we're still watching some of what he and Jim Crane and this organization built before the fall apart. And now the moves that Dana Brown, you couple that with some of the moves that Dana Brown has made recently, none bigger than that who? You say Kikuchi.
That,
that,
you say,
yeah, that right there.
Kikuchi!
Hey. Dana Brown knows that good Kikuchi now, and they have that was a monster move. So much good going for the Astros. I just can't help, Ron, but see the success and not remember or think about it, just how deep this organization is. Because you look at Eric Getty and Hunter Brown, and look, I don't know. I may be crossing some lines here with Jeff Luhnow. I don't know exactly where it ends and where the new begins, but this system being as deep as it is and these prospects that just keep coming up and not just playing well but being absolute difference makers on a team that wins at a level that we hadn't seen anybody do in a long time. I got to tip my cap to those guys. Also, Ron, I'm going to be honest with you, man.
What are you about to do?
I've been hard on one guy.
You gonna do something, man?
No, I ain't gonna do anything stupid now. You know me better than that now. I'm gonna stick to my guns. I'm not gonna change. Well, there you go. I'm not gonna change my opinion. We're not there yet.
You can. I just want to. You can change it with new evidence.
As I've said before, I just don't. I think Joe Espada has done a good job. Joe Espada weathered an unbelievable storm this year, and the organization.
Just say it.
In a matter of a handful of weeks, got pulled out of the basement. What I will say is, I found it in my heart last night, Ron.
To apologize. Go ahead.
I'm going
to
apologize. No. I'm not doing it. You can say it all you want. I'm not doing it. I'm not there. I still think there's better options out there at manager, especially for this franchise. However,
it's not ideal.
I was happy for my man last night, bro. When Julian Morales was interviewing Joe Espada after that game. You could tell he was emotional. He was trying to fight back the tears.
Should be.
And I'm going to tell you, man, I was proud of him. I felt for him. And I like to see great things happen to a good man. That was hard. That was touching, man. That touched me right dead in the heart.
But you don't want to take that next step further and acknowledging, like,
no.
I'm glad that touched you.
Well, no, yeah, I'm not. I don't feel the need to take any steps. I feel like everything I've ever said is still holds true, and there's no reason to be repetitive and negative about it. It just last night, you know, I thought the man did. I thought the man obviously did a good job this year, and last night to see it all come together and see his emotions come to the top. All the other guys had obviously had done.
It was different for him. His first time as
a manager, and he did something that nobody's ever done. His organization did something that nobody had ever done. His team had did something that nobody had ever done. I got to tip my cap to that now. That was impressive, and I liked the emotion.
I felt the emotion last night. I'm sitting here on the text line, a safe space. I was off the wagon. Someone texted in. I thought they were done. Seattle's incompetence helped. At one point, I threw in the towel. But it didn't take long for me to pick that thing back up. listen, I heaved the towel. Someone here, Tommy here on YouTube and Twitch, there was some doubt, but never had the thought that they were done like some people on the radio. Listen, that was me. I thought these jokers were done. That New York Yankee series is when I grabbed that towel and I went ahead and shoved it on into the ground. I thought it was over.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
And what they did, because it wasn't just like, all right, hey man, we got to pick it up. We've picked it up now, and we've got this thing going, and bam, they had to do this with injuries to Tucker. Tucker missed about 3 months. Bregman has this weird situation with the arm where he was missing down the stretch of important games. Verlander.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Just wasn't Verlander at all this year, and he missed a ton of time, and they had to really lean on young dudes. Like it did not come easy. They had a bunch of adversity that occurred. And listen, I'll go to everybody, because I'll speak for myself. I threw it in. Jim Crane, I wondered what the hell's going on. Dana Brown, I wondered if this was too much for you.
What is going on?
Joe Espada, Lord knows I have. And listen, hey, shout out to you guys. I apologize to all of you, because I sure as hell had you for dead. Run over, backed up by the truck. It was over. I thought this was the time where you might see some real potential changes being made here. The Abreu situation they weathered. Shout out to those guys. They were right. I wasn't a believer of this Kikuchi thing, to be honest with you, as the big move, and that thing's worked more than they thought it would. I mean, this cat, if he wins today, he'll be 10-0. If the Astros win this start, he'll be 10-0. And by the way, they do lead 1-0. Big John was tired as hell round. I don't know if he scored from first, but he slid right on his ass.
No, he had a ground rule double, so he was at second.
He was at second. All right, he slid right on his ass and just got there before the tag. So they do lead 1-0. Breckman just dipped out of the game as they let him out. But no, man, this was incredible, man. The way they pulled this off, I just didn't think they had a chance whatsoever to not just get here. But we've known they were going to win this thing for a month. It feels like they got back and turned it around that quick. Big shout outs to them. Tyler, did you cry?
No, man, it's a division title. We have higher expectations in the city of Houston, you see.
There you go. I know you was fired up, though. I know Tyler was.
Oh, yeah. I mainly was just really happy. Like, I literally felt joy in myself scrolling Twitter last night, looking at the different, like, Major League Baseball, national media guys, different fans of different squads around Major League Baseball just pissed off because the Bad Orange team is still atop the West. It was beautiful. So, yeah, I had some fun.
Now, this is the test, Tyler. You had some doubt, didn't you? You had a little doubt, didn't you? I know you didn't throw in the towel, but you had a little doubt, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I don't think any logical person, you know, a month and a half into this season, there's no logical person that can say they thought this thing was going to continue 100%. But I didn't call him dead. Never gave up. Got close. Got very, very close. But no, man, they just keep doing what they do.